my dears, and welcome to episode 45 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast with me, your host, Kelly Connor. Today we have an hour-long practice for you, a sweet all-levels class that I do hope you enjoy. As always, please check out the website, sunroseyoga.com, for photos, videos, and more yoga. Please do get in touch via email, voicemail, Twitter, all that good stuff. You can find all the details at sunroseyoga.com. I wish you peace on your path, always. Namaste. So tonight I thought we could begin on our backs with our feet together and the knees splayed out to the sides. Now, I've asked you to grab two blocks and you may wish to place your blocks underneath your knees and roll down onto your back. You may also wish to support your head or your shoulders or your seat with a blanket. Wherever you wind up, just find what works for you. Take your time to find your way to that place. We'll just begin bringing our awareness to our environment, to where your body sits in space, where it connects with the earth, the four corners of this room. The proximity of this building to water. We begin to cultivate this awareness without judgment, without a running commentary, if you will. We begin to step more fully into the concept of surrender, which is a concept we've spoken about from time to time in this class, which I'd like to take up again this evening. Remembering that surrender is the practice of disidentifying our thoughts from a particular situation. By that I mean becoming completely aware of a situation without inserting judgments or what ifs into it. And by example, imagine, if you will, that there's been some sort of flat tire situation in the night as you're traveling and you're stuck in the mud. Now, to act without surrender would be to ask questions such as, why did this happen to me? How could this happen to me? I'm a good person, aren't I? Oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening to me. And to act from a place of surrender is to accept that the tire is flat, it needs to get fixed, it is what it is. And so before we begin to move our bodies, I thought I would share just a poem by Rumi that I think is just so on point for this practice of surrender. It's called the guest house. This being human is a guest house. Every morning, a new arrival. A joy, a depression, a meanness, some momentary awareness
comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honorably. He might be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. And so in our practice this evening, if you encounter difficulties in the body, welcome them as an opportunity to practice surrender. And so with that, let's slowly begin to bring the knees together, bringing the soles of the feet to the floor. We'll step our feet about hip-width distance apart and turn the palms to face the sky, just letting the arms rest comfortably on either side of your body. Now, as you breathe in, connect your feet with the earth as you lift up through the hips, the low, the mid, into the upper back, coming to bridge. We'll come up onto the tippy toes, and as you exhale, begin to roll the spine back down onto the earth, one vertebrae at a time, releasing the heels. As you breathe in, lift the hips, the low, the mid, the upper back. Again, coming up onto the tippy toes, and exhaling, rolling down. Now following the rhythm and the cycle of your own breath, let's practice three more dynamic bridges just like this, coming up on the in-breath and rolling down on the out-breath. As we unite our breath and our body, we begin to notice subtleties about and within both. The breath is a beautiful place to begin to observe without judgment, without the notion of trying to change. And once you've completed your third breath and bridge, just draw the knees toward your chest and rock gently from side to side. Some gentle movement to your low back, to your hips. From here, we'll extend the arms out to T, so they're perpendicular to the spine. And glue your knees together, glue your feet together. And lift the feet away from the bum just a little bit, so we've engaged our legs a bit. We'll breathe in here, pressing the palms of the hands into the floor. And as you breathe out, use your abdominals as you lower your legs to the right of your body. Just letting your feet hover above the floor if that works. We'll inhale back to center. And as you exhale, begin to lower your knees to the left. Allow your inhalation to bring you back to center. And your exhalation to carry you back to the right. The more confident you become with your abdominal strength, the straighter you can bring your legs. But take your time. There's no need to rush. Invite yourself to experience wherever you are. Take one more breath on each side. And as you softly lower the feet to the floor. We'll extend the arms up overhead, maybe joining your thumbs. Just begin to rock your head from side to side. Just rolling from left to right on the back of your head. From here, we'll bring our hands back to our sides. And keeping the sole of the right foot on the floor, let's extend our left foot toward the sky. If it feels okay, interlace your fingers behind your left thigh. If that doesn't feel okay to straighten the leg, go ahead and bend the knee and find what works for you. Now we'll really begin to press our left thigh into our clasped hands. And at the same time, begin to press your shoulders and shoulder blades into the floor. Feel that lumbar curve, the curve of your low back, pronounce itself. And really press that leg away from your body and into your hands. And then soften your knee, soften your grasp as you lower your left foot back to earth and unclasp your hands. As you are ready, extend your right foot up toward the sky and interlace your fingers behind the right thigh. Or really press that right thigh into the clasped hands and press the shoulders into the earth. Allow the breath to remain full. Even, undisturbed by any thoughts that may drift into the mind. Let's soften our grasp on that right thigh and slowly let your right foot ease down to earth. Now from here, we'll make our way to standing. You can either make your way to standing by rolling to your favorite side, using your arms to press yourself up, or you can draw your knees toward your chest and begin rocking forward and backward on your spine until you roll all the way up. We'll make our way to the top of our mat, Tadasana. Feet about hip width distance apart. Tailbone is heavy, drawing down toward the earth. Shoulders roll up, back, and down the back. Let your shoulders be soft. Let your belly be soft. Bring your awareness to your hands. Feel your connection to the earth. Feel the soles of your feet surrendering to the earth. And from here, we'll slowly bring the hands to the heart center. As you breathe in, circle, sweep the arms around and up overhead, lifting through the heart, lifting through the fingers. Exhale and dive forward. Now from here, grasp opposite elbows with your hands and begin to sway the upper body from side to side. As you do so, feeling the space between your ribs, connecting with the hips, connecting with the length of each leg. Let the crown of the head be heavy as the back of the neck lengthens. And we'll release the hands toward earth or toward one or both blocks stacked in front of your toes. We'll step the feet closer together. And as you breathe in, let's walk our fingertips forward on the floor or forward on the block about a foot, and we'll lengthen the spine so that we bring our spine closer to parallel with the earth. As you exhale, fold forward. The crown of the head be heavy. As you breathe in, again, come up halfway. We'll walk the fingertips forward, bringing the hips over the ankles. And exhale, fold. One more. Inhale up halfway, lengthen. And exhale, fold.
As you breathe in, step your right foot back about one leg's length. We'll lower the right heel to the earth. This means your toe will turn out about 90 degrees. From here, we'll bring the upper body up. Our left leg is bent, our right leg is straight and strong. Hips are facing the long side of your mat. Good. Arms come out to T, perpendicular to the spine, and we'll gaze down the left fingertips. Beautiful. Virabhadrasana 2. We'll stay here a few breaths. Tailbone scoops under. Heart lifts, collarbones are spreading. Wonderful. Our right leg is straight and strong. And our shoulder blades are surrendering themselves. They're drawing down the back. They're not fighting gravity. They're not wondering, what's this gravity? What did I do to deserve this? They're just going with it. We'll inhale and straighten that left leg. Exhale, bend. Inhale, straighten. Exhale, bend. Expanding in every direction. Inhale, straighten. Exhale, bend. Let's turn the left palm to face the sky. As you breathe in, reach your left hand forward. And as you breathe out, release your right hand back to your right leg. Extend the left hand skyward. And you can bring that left hand either to your calf, to your thigh, or to your hip. But wherever you are, allow your heart to be buoyant. This is one of those back-bending postures where we move into the upper back, the thoracic. Into that lumbar curve, and we can really weaken ourselves at the bottom of that curve. Right leg is still nice and strong, pressing the pinky toe side of that foot into the earth. Let's take one more breath here, and exhale back to warrior two. We'll inhale, bend the left elbow, drop the forearm to the top of the left thigh. And as you exhale, sweep that right arm around and up overhead. Reach for the space where the wall and the ceiling meet. So we're reaching toward the front of the room with our right hand. Left hand is bracing itself on the left leg. You may wish to bring your right hand to your right hip. We'll spin the heart toward the sky. Yes. Beautiful. Now, if you know your body and know you would like to go deeper, by lowering the left hand down to earth, down to a block. If you'd like to bind or take a half bind, find your way to where you can play with this concept of surrender. Beautiful. To extend our right hand straight up toward the sky. We'll begin to bring our left leg towards straight. Now our left hand is going to rest maybe on the shin, maybe on the block. You can bring that block on the inside or outside edge of the left foot. Well, here we're lengthening the spine. It doesn't matter if we get all the way down to our ankle or if our hand is up here on our hip. We're constantly striving to keep the spine nice and long. And here we'll be drawing the upper body back in space. So bring you up just a little bit. Yeah, beautiful. Lower ribs are lengthening. Yeah, beautiful lower ribs. Back in space, right rib pressing forward, right hip pressing forward. Now as you breathe in, move down into your feet, rise back up to standing. And as you exhale, bend your left knee again, come back to warrior two, Virabhadrasana two. As you inhale, cartwheel the hands to earth. And as you exhale, step your left foot back to downward facing dog.
remembering that we can always modify here by lowering the knees to the floor and walking the fingers way out, coming to puppy. Do what feels right. Our first downward facing dog of the night might feel completely luxurious after a long day at a desk. Tops of the shoulders begin to draw away from the ears. Shoulder blades begin to move down the back. And begin to press the thigh bones back in space toward the wall behind you. Now, as you breathe in, make your way to plank, top of a push-up, modifying either by lowering the knees to the floor or the forearms. We'll soften through the back of the heart as we shift the gaze forward. Now press your heels back in space, enlivening the legs. We'll take one more breath in here. And as you exhale, lower knees, belly and chest down to the earth. Now let's bring our elbows just beneath our shoulders and come to rest on the forearms. So we have a nice little 90 degree angle here. From here, let's let our heart surrender so you really sink into those shoulders. Now we'll connect the hands with the earth and pull the belly forward. And then maybe press your elbows into the floor a little bit so you lift up through the heart, but you're still sinking in that space between your shoulder blades. Now if it feels okay for you, bend the knees. Just let the feet turn to face the sky. Point and flex the toes. We'll release our feet back down to earth. And we'll step them a bit wider apart. From here, walk your hands forward on the floor. And we'll press up to seal. So unlike cobra, where we're pulling ourselves up, we're going to push our belly away from the hands. And then soften that space between the shoulders. Now, if this brings compression to your low back, lower back down to your elbows. We'll breathe in and lengthen the spine. As you breathe up, sink into your sacrum. See if you can relax your belly so that everything comes to that very lowest part of your back. We'll take one more breath in here. And as you exhale, lower your elbows to earth. We'll bring our hands right back to either side of the chest and step the feet closer together. As you breathe in, press your hips back toward your heels. And as you breathe out, curl the toes and lift the hips high to the sky, downward facing dog. Taking a full, beautiful breath here. Full breath out. With your next breath in, let's step our right foot forward between the hands. We'll lower our left heel down to earth, rising up to warrior two, Virabhadrasana two, second side. This time imagine as though someone were holding onto your left hand and just pulling you back in space. So right toe is facing the front of the room, left toe is facing the knee, and that right knee is bent, left leg is straight and strong. Yeah. Scoop the tailbone just a touch. Might feel as though we're sticking that very lowest part of our belly out, but remember it doesn't matter. We'll inhale, straightening our left or right leg. Exhale, bend. Warrior.
hearts are joyous,
then our sitting bones, our tailbone, are rooting down into the earth, surrendering to gravity. We'll take one more beautiful breath in here. And as you breathe out, come back to warrior two. Our right knee is bent, left leg straight and strong, arms extended out to two. As you breathe in, bend your right elbow, drop the forearm to the top of the right thigh. And as you exhale, sweep that left arm around and up overhead, reaching for the space where the wall and the ceiling meet. Tailbone scoops and heart spins toward the sky. That left side of your body is a strong diagonal, reaching out through the fingertips, pressing into the pinky toe side of the foot, and then softening the shoulder away, beautiful, from the ear. Now again, we'll begin to extend that right hand, that left hand. I don't know why I don't know right from left tonight. That left hand straight up toward the sky. We'll begin to straighten our right leg, lowering our right hand, maybe to the shin, maybe to our block, maybe resting it on the thigh. Remembering that our heart is lifting and still spiraling toward the sky just a little bit. Sometimes we get caught up in our quest to be on the floor here. We forget about where our spine is in space. Full breath here. Maybe as you exhale, breathing into that left pinky toe. And as you breathe in, root down into the feet. We'll rise up to standing. And exhale, bend your right knee. Come back to warrior two. We'll inhale and cartwheel the hands to earth. Let's exhale back to downward facing dog. And as you breathe in, again, make your way to plank, top of a push-up. And as you exhale, lower down slow, either knees, belly, chest down to the earth, or come to Chaturanga Dandasana. Now as you breathe in, this time we'll pull the heart forward and up away from the earth. Just peel yourself forward and up, coming into your upper spine. We'll exhale, release. As you inhale, press the hips back toward the heels. And as you exhale, curl the toes, lift the hips toward the sky. As you breathe in, step your left foot forward between your hands. We'll lower the right heel down to earth and rise up to warrior one. In warrior one, your hips are square to the front of the room. Beautiful, arms rise up. Soften shoulders away from the hips. Right hip moves forward, left hip moves back. Tailbone goes down. We're still deeply connected in that right pinky toe. Collarbones are spreading, shoulder blades drawing down the back. From here, let's inhale and straighten our left leg. As you exhale, reach the fingertips forward as you hinge from the hips. And when you find that point where you first begin to feel tension in the hips and the IT band, will release the hands to the shin or to the thigh, to the earth or to your blocks. Cultivating a long spine, maybe tucking the chin. Breathing into your left hamstring. Hips are still square. Right hip is moving forward in space. Left hip is moving back. Beautiful long necks. I look around this room and I just see gorgeous necks extending along the line of the spine. Take one more breath in here. Full breath out. As you breathe in, release your hands to earth. Maybe come up onto your right, the ball of your right foot. And as you exhale, step back to downward facing dog. As you breathe in, make your way to plank, top of a push-up. And as you exhale, let's lower down slow. Knees, belly, chest, and chaturanga. We'll come all the way down to the earth. From here, let's bend our left knee. Catch the top of that left foot with your hand. Just taking a breath here as you draw that heel towards your bum, making sure that your knees stay pretty close together. Now from here, let's come up onto our right elbow. Just rest on it. We'll continue to draw that heel toward the bum. Now if this feels okay, you may wish to press your right hand into the floor and press yourself away from the floor, just as we did before. Now if you find the rotation of your shoulder is uncomfortable, you can switch it around. Nice full breath in here. Let's let it out in peace. Release your left foot slowly. And we'll come to our right side. Bend your right knee. Draw the heel toward the bum. We'll reach the right hand back. Catch the top of that foot and just draw it in toward your seat. Coming up onto our elbow. And as you are ready, if it feels right, press that hand into the earth as you lift up. Draw your heel toward your bum, really connecting with your quadriceps. Full breath here. As you exhale, release. Slowly release your right foot. And let's come to our elbows and just shimmy from side to side. Bring some movement to the spine. Maybe let the head become heavy. Shake the head. No. Nod the head. Yes. We'll bring our hands back underneath our shoulders. As you breathe in, rock the hips toward the heels. And as you breathe out, curl the toes, lifting the hips toward the sky, downward facing dog. Full, beautiful breath in here. Full breath out, letting your heart soften. And as you breathe in, step your right foot forward between your hands. We'll lower the left heel down to earth and we'll rise up to Warrior One, Virabhadrasana One, where the hip bones are pointing toward the front of the room. Fingertips are reaching high. And we're pressing that left pinky toe into the floor. Let your heart lift and the collarbones spread. Maybe draw the thumbs back in space. Beautiful. Maybe let your exhalations bring you just a bit more deep into your right back. Maybe gazing down the tip of your nose. Cultivating the softness of breath. Tailbone is heavy. This is another place where positioning of our tailbone has a lot of effect on what our belly looks like in this pose. So if it's got a real arch in that low back, you'll notice the belly really sticks out. Now this could maybe feel quite natural since we all really hang out in our lumbar spine. But then if we tuck the tailbone under, the belly draws in up top and maybe pushes out down below. That will bring you deeper into the front of that left thigh. Good. Let's inhale, straighten our right leg. Exhale, hinge from the hips. As you reach the fingertips forward, releasing your hands to earth or to your knee, to your shin or to the thigh. In Parsvottanasana. Lengthening from seat to crown. Now in our neck. In our last few breaths here in Parsvottanasana, let your head become heavy. Let your spine round. Just sink in to your right hamstring. Let's take another breath in here. And as you breathe out, step your left foot forward to meet your right, coming to forward fold, Uttanasana. We'll inhale, coming up halfway, lengthen. Exhale, fold. As you breathe in, root down into the feet. Let's rise up, sweep up, gaze up, and exhale the hands to the heart. Now to balance. You may wish to come up off of your mat. Sometimes it's nice to be on the bare floor. You may also wish to move closer to a wall, maybe with your shoulder up against the wall. We'll bring our awareness first into our right foot, maybe lifting the toes and spreading them, connecting that foot with earth. We'll soften the toes down to earth, feeling that connection. We'll come up onto the ball of the left foot. Bringing the hands to the heart. As you inhale, circle, sweep the arms around and up overhead, reaching your fingertips high. And as you exhale, we'll hinge from the hips, extending that left leg behind you in space, extending your fingertips forward. If you'd like, you can bring your hands to your heart. Shoulders soften a bit, more easily toward the ears, away from the ears. That left hip draws down toward the earth. Now from here, let's slightly bend our right knee. We'll inhale and hinge up to standing. Bring that knee forward. And we'll open straight up into Vrikshasana. Bring the sole of the left foot to the inside edge of your right leg, either at the calf, the thigh, just not directly on top of the knee joint. As you are ready, extend them up high. Either keeping palms together or separating them. Maybe using Dhyana Mudra. Turning the thumb and the index inward. Inhaling the hands back to the heart. Turning your left knee forward. And exhale, release. Step the feet wide, take a few octopus arms, bring some movement to the spine. Slowly coming back to center as you are ready. We'll find that foundation in our left foot. Let your arch lift and the four corners of your feet surrender to earth, softening the toes down as you keep that lifting arch, coming up onto the ball of the right foot. As you are ready, circle, sweep the arms around and up overhead, reaching out through your fingers. We'll exhale and hinge from the hips, standing our right leg out in space behind us, maybe bringing the hands to the heart, doing what feels right for your body. Hips are square to the earth. We're shining out through the ball of the right foot in Virabhadrasana. As you inhale, we'll hinge back up. Again, bringing that knee forward. We'll exhale, opening that knee out, bringing the sole to the inside edge of our left leg. Finding our way into tree, Vrikshasana. Remembering that trees blow around. There's wind. And the tree doesn't wonder, why am I being blown around? Why is this happening to me? It just is. Some days we're a little more wobbly. And coming into tree cultivates a bit more steadiness into us. We'll inhale the hands back to the heart. Turn that right knee forward. And exhale. here, let's turn to face the mirror. And we'll step our feet wide.
Good, good.
Maybe turning the toes out a bit, or the toes in and the heels out. Pigeon toed, I guess you could say. Bring our hands to the hips. As you breathe in, roll the shoulders up back and down. And as you breathe out, hinge from the hips. Fold and forward. Leading with your heart. And then tucking the chin. Once you find that spot where you'll settle in, release your hands to earth or to a block or two just beneath the shoulders. Again, if it's a stretch to reach for the floor, then use your block. We want to keep our spine nice and long here to connect with those spaces between each vertebra. Pressing our thigh bones back in space. And pressing the big toes into the earth. Let's take a slight bend of the knees. And bring the hands back to the hips. As you breathe in, root down into the feet. Let's rise up to stand. Taking our time. We'll slowly step the feet back together. And we'll make our way down onto the floor. So tonight, let's all take our mats and our and our gear, our props, to the wall. This is also an appropriate wall. I will move myself out of the way. If you're comfortable upside down, the mirror is also fine. I just would prefer not to have limbs flying at it without a little control. And we can also use the door because I'm going to lock it. So nobody comes in on us. Okay, I have something for you too, so it's not a headstand, but it's just as yummy. So, as is always the case, there is something for everyone. Just a little refresher on Shirshasana or headstand. Step one, if you're unsure as to whether you have the shoulder or upper body strength to practice this posture, practicing between 5 and 10 dolphin kisses. I don't know if that's really what these are called, but that's what we call them. Is how we know whether we're strong enough, because in this version, we're not directly on our heads. Amanda, do you want a demo? You just did it. It was beautiful. Okay, so that's okay. I don't want to pressure anyone. So in this version, our head is being cradled by our hands. Our hands look like this. Our elbows are just beneath our shoulders. Sorry that my seat is to you. We come up on our tippy toes. We drop the tops of the shoulders away from the ears. Here's how they are kind of normally. We drop them away from the ears. Walk, 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 walk. Knees come in one at a time. I'm using my belly. Drop the tops of the shoulders away from the ears. One leg. Other leg. Drop the tops of the shoulders. Use your feet. I'm waving at you with my toes. When we enliven our feet, we bring a lot of muscle energy into our legs. So, within that pose, break it down. Take it in steps. Walk those feet in, maybe stay there. Bring one knee into the chest, maybe stay there. Take it one step at a time. If you do not want to do that, we've got options. One thing that I've been really loving lately is a supported shoulder stand, where we bring the block to the low back and we extend the legs toward the sky. Hold your block here. This brings us more into our abdominals than I even think that regular shoulder stand does. If that looks like not fun, we can come into legs up the wall.
And to bring ourselves to legs up the wall, we situate ourselves into a squat with the seat facing your mat. Slowly roll onto your back and switch your hips so that your sitting bones are pressing against the wall. You may need to use your elbows to press your body closer to the wall. And once you've made your way either to headstand, shoulder stand, supported shoulder stand, or legs up the wall, settle into a few breaths here. And if tension arises in the body, simply notice it. Simply take stock of where you feel that tension. If any emotional tension arises, simply notice what emotion arises. And then allow yourself to surrender to that. Whether it's physical tension, mental or emotional tension, it simply is. It's not a reflection on your truest self. It's simply tension. We'll make our way out of this space slowly, one foot at a time, if you are in headstand, slowly rolling down if you are in shoulder stand, and taking your time to draw the knees to the belly before rolling to your side if you are in legs up the wall. Take a moment here on your side, on your back, in child's pose, bringing yourself back to your breath. And we'll slowly make our way to a place where our legs can extend fully out onto the floor while we press our elbows into the earth just beneath the shoulders. From here, we'll lift through the heart, feel an opening through the ribs, an opening through the front of your body. And as you breathe out, allow your head to drop back slowly and softly behind you, releasing tension from your neck, allowing any thoughts to drain from the crown of the head. And then fully coming into your heart center, into your throat center. We purify the Anahata and Visuddha chakra here, releasing anything in these areas of the body, of the subtle body, that no longer serve you and no longer serve the greater good. Slowly, as you breathe in, lift the head. Use your elbows to press deeply into the floor as you lift the head. And just take a moment here to softly gaze at the toes. Maybe just look over your right shoulder and look back to center. And look over your left shoulder and look back to center. And we'll move the elbows out to the side a bit so that we are able to roll our upper back down to the floor. Release your head. Release everything down to the earth. Feel your shoulder blades surrender into the earth. And one knee at a time, begin to draw the knees in toward the chest and simply rock from side to side, bringing your awareness to your low back, to your hips. Bringing them about hip-width distance apart and far enough away from the seat so that your shins are vertical. Connect your toes to the earth. Feel the space between the toes. As you breathe in, press your feet into the earth. Lift up through the hips, the low, the mid, and the upper back. Press the tops of your shoulders into the earth while continuing to gaze straight ahead. And straight ahead will be right up at the ceiling so that the chin is neither propped up nor tucked in, just simply level. Now your heart will expand, your chest will lift toward your chin, but your chin stays fixed so as to maintain the natural curve of your neck. From here, we'll relax the muscles in your bum, so you'll feel yourself move into the front of your legs. Perhaps you'll feel a bit of freedom in your lower back as well. And come up onto the tippy toes. And as you exhale, slowly roll down onto your spine, rolling down onto the earth, one vertebrae at a time. Let your breath be smooth and even. We'll take one more back bend, either coming back to this space, bridge, Setu Bandha Sarvangasana, or continuing on to Urdhva Dhanurasana, upward facing bow, which we begin exactly as we began bridge, by pressing the feet into the earth, by lifting the hips, the low, the mid, the upper back. We'll bring the hands up over the shoulders with your fingertips pointing toward your shoulders, spreading your fingers wide and just connecting the hand with the earth. And we'll press the hands into the earth and lift onto the crown of your head. Just take a moment here to shift everything, bringing your elbows directly in front of your shoulders. Taking a breath as you lift up, pressing the hands into the earth, opening the upper back, pressing the heart forward, the heart toward the hands. And then once you are here, relax the muscles in your bum. So you'll give that low back a break and you'll come more fully into your upper back, into your thoracic spine. You'll open through your heart. You'll soften in that space between the shoulder blades. And shift the gaze to that space between the thumbs. You may wish to work the legs towards straight and work the legs closer together in Urdhva Dhanurasana. And wherever you are, we will come out as we came in, slowly, taking our time. If you are in bridge, roll down slowly. If you are in upward facing bow, come first to the crown of your head and then roll down slowly. Again, we'll draw the knees toward the chest, this time separating them as wide as you like. Again, we'll bring our shins toward vertical so that the soles of the feet are facing the sky. You may wish to grab hold of your big toe or of your instep or of the back of your thighs, coming to happy baby. Urdhva Balasana. And just to allow your weight to shift from left to right. softening the breath as you do, softening your thoughts, softening the hips. Maybe allow your eyes to close if they haven't already. From here, let's soften our grasp on our toe or our foot or our thigh and bring the knees closer together. Rock from side to side. Luxuriate in this space. And we'll take a moment to make any last adjustments to your body. If you'd like to twist, then twist. If you like to stretch out like a pencil, then stretch out like a pencil. And then make your way to your pose of final rest, Shavasana, where the legs are extended fully out onto the earth. The feet and the legs are parted comfortably, where the palms turn to face the sky. Comfortable distance from the body, neither so close that you feel claustrophobic, nor so far away that you feel disconnected from your body. And from here, embrace this moment of surrender. Allow your body to become heavy. Allow your thoughts to become heavy. Allow your only care to be the in and out flow of your breath, the gentle breeze of your breath. We'll slowly begin to bring our awareness back into the body, back into the soles of the feet, back into the palm of your hands, and just let your breath begin to deepen. That deepening of breath will invite movement back to your body. Begin to increase the movement simply by wiggling the fingers. And wriggling the toes. By making circles with the wrists and the ankles. Maybe sweeping the arms out to your sides and up overhead, making the body just as long as possible. And then hugging the knees toward the chest. Rocking from side to side. Rolling to your favorite side. And then taking your time to make your way back up to a comfortable position. a nice tall seat. And I thought I'd share another poem with you as we say our goodbyes, about embracing what is, embracing the magic of what is, surrendering to the moment. This is called People Like Us by Robert Bly. There are more like us all over the world. There are confused people who can't remember the name of their dog when they wake up, and people who love God but can't remember where he was when they went to sleep. It's all right. The world cleanses itself this way. A wrong number occurs to you in the middle of the night. You dial it. It rings just in time to save the house. And the second-story man gets the wrong address where the insomniac lives. And he's lonely, and they talk, and the thief goes back to college. Even in graduate school, you can wander into the wrong classroom and hear great poems lovingly spoken by the wrong professor. And you will find your soul, and greatness has a defender. And even in death, you're safe. And so with that, my dears, my wish for you is that you embrace what is, that you embrace all guests in your home, so to speak, with equanimity, with an attitude of opportunity, and that brings you great peace. Until we meet again and always, namaste.